When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and this is my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers. Thrivers. You won't get to be the thrivers, y'all. Of said disorder, said traits, toxic people, whatever. You know what I mean? Today's episode is going to be answering the question, can religion or Jesus fix, heal, or cure the narcissist in your life? Okay, y'all. So, again, y'all know that I believe in God. I pray to God every single night. I try to. Some nights I fall asleep early and don't pray, but I wake up in the morning and I pray. So, try to pray to God every single night. I'm not here without God. I'm just not here speaking this, doing this without God in my life. I read the Bible. The Bible absolutely changed my life. But, so far as some narcissistic people, so let's keep it hot right here, y'all. Let's keep it hot and ready, like a little sausage pizza. So some narcissistic, can Jesus fix a narcissist? Cause that's like, I just feel like this is not sound bad. I feel like God has a stranglehold on some people in their realism and how they view the world. Yeah. I just feel like your perception of what God does, it has a stranglehold on realistic point of views and realistic life. Y'all, do I believe God can change people? Yes, God can change people. He proved that over and over again in the Bible. But faith without works is dead. If that person is not putting the work in, how can God change them? God also gave people free will to do what they want to do, to be who they want to be. You see what I'm saying? So if that person is not putting the work in to change their behaviors or to change or alter who they are or to give their life to God in a real way, they're not going to change. You can pray all you want to. You can pray for God to change that person's heart in your life, to stop treating you horribly. But until either you or that person takes action, they're not going to change at all, y'all. And this is my personal true belief, y'all. Because so many people, I see it in my comment section. I see telling people like, y'all, I have narcissistic personality disorder. It doesn't go away. It's a disorder. It's a disorder of the personality. It's not something you can just fix. You know what I mean? It's not something that goes away. Comment section. Have you tried Jesus? Jesus can heal all. Have you did this? I'm just telling you, I read the entire Bible. This is how far Jesus, believing in God and trusting in Jesus has gotten me. I've also read the Quran as well. You know what I mean? But this is how far believing in God has gotten me. I'm still a narcissist, but now I help thousands of people. I have millions of followers on social media now that I can touch every single day and help change their life hopefully in a positive way. You know what I mean? Sometimes I change people's lives in a bad way because they start blaming me. I had a woman in my comment section earlier blaming me. She tried to rebuke me, tried to use God against me, tried to blame me for her kids cutting her off. Which is like, all my kids are narcissists and they cut me off because of people like you. This is where the narcissist kids go to get their supply and get encouragement to ghost their family members who've done nothing wrong to them. I'm like, okay. They try to rebuke me because their kids cut them off. You see what I'm saying? It's just the fact that y'all have to, like, I truly believe in God. But if that person is not putting in the work, they're not going to change, y'all. It's just not. You can pray all you want to. You're going to pray your life away. I promise you. You're going to be praying for 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years for God to change this person's heart. And you might pass away unhappy, y'all. You might pass away with a lot of regret. You might pass away with a lot of anger, but you somehow put it into God's hands. You're like, well, God wanted me to struggle with this person to teach me a lesson. Like, I'm just telling y'all, I truly believe in God. I really, really do. I read the whole Bible. I keep having to repeat that. But I know people are going to say, well, you read the Bible, don't make you Christian. I'm not a Christian. I didn't say I was a Christian. I said, I believe in God. You know what I mean? I'm more spiritual than religious. But I just see people, you get caught up in these dynamics because a lot of times the religion can be used to keep you, the interpretation of God can be used to keep you in a toxic relationship, y'all. It just can't, especially if you're, I talk to so many people who say, my narcissist is a pastor, my narcissist is a bishop, my narcissist is high up in the church, my narcissist donates to charity, my narcissist, the person does this, they do that. They're in the church. You got a narcissist that's in the church, getting supply from their congregation, manipulating, being good in the eyes of everybody, but manipulating you, cheating on you behind the scenes, maybe physically, mentally, emotionally abusing you behind the scenes and things like that. And this is the pastor. I've heard some horrible stories about pastors, y'all. Pastors. Your pastors, y'all. Everybody holds these pastors in high esteem. And this is the crazy thing about it is, when these pastors get caught doing this horrible stuff, the first thing that people do is put a prayer circle around them and pray for them. Forget the victim. They pray for the pastor. Heal the pastor, Lord. I'm like, ah, what? I'm just telling y'all, religious and spiritual manipulation and religious and spiritual abuse are absolutely real. So yeah, I truly believe that you can pray for someone to change, but until that person wants to receive that message and actually put the work in, no, absolutely not. They're not going to change who they are. They're going to just, sometimes they'll use that religion or that prayer that you're praying for them every night. They'll use it against you to keep you in a toxic relationship. I thought you were praying for me to change. You got to pray harder for me to stop cheating on you. You have to. Y'all just give it. I understand giving it to God. I promise you I do, y'all. But God, this is because, again, God got me this far. And I'm good. I'm good with who I am, y'all. I help thousands of people every single day. I'm good with who I am. I really am. But for y'all to think it's going to cure someone by praying, y'all, it's going to keep you in a toxic relationship longer. Maybe, what if God, what about praying for yourself? Praying to God for guidance and then you taking the action. What about praying for action within your own life to take action, maybe to leave this relationship, maybe to change your heart, maybe to change how you feel about this person? You may God ask God to heal you. He'll maybe heal your codependency, you know, maybe heal and break the trauma bond. You see what I'm saying? Focus it, because faith without works is dead. You can pray all you want to, but you have to put the work in. You know what I mean? It's just like, again, it's like you have to put the work in. The person that you're praying for, they have to be willing to put the work in and really put the work in, really put the work in. Because I really have to put the work in. It's not just church. I don't go to church. It's not just church. It's therapy. It's not just prayer. It's therapy. It's working in themselves. It's willing to do some personal development and take accountability. That person has to take accountability, sit in the pain, take that stuff to the altar, leave it at the altar and pray to God and then go to therapy. Leave church on Sunday, go to therapy on Monday. That's what people should be doing, y'all. I'm just telling you, faith without works is dead. You can't put the prayer without the work. There has to be some work into it as well. I know people just like, and God can heal you, like y'all gonna go take them to see the pastor. The pastor's gonna put some holy water and a cross on their head and it's gonna... The narcissism is going to run out of them. It's going to leave them right there and run out the church. It doesn't work that way, y'all. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people convince themselves that it can work that way, especially a lot of people in the older generation. They convince themselves that it can work this way. I'm going to take my husband or my wife to the pastor, this cheating harlot or this Jezebel spirited man. And the pastor's going to put some anointment on their heads and the evil narcissistic spirit is going to leave them and just, you know, catch fire and run out the church. You know what I mean? It don't happen that way, y'all. You can take them to the altar, pray for them, pray with them, and then they have to take their tails to therapy. They have to be willing to put the work in themselves. So no, I don't think prayer on its own is not enough, y'all. Prayer with work, consistent accountability, consistent vulnerability. That's the only thing that works for me, y'all. That's what I'm just telling people. I know people don't want to hear it. They're just like, well, Lee, you spent the whole video blaspheming. This is not me blaspheming. Y'all, I love God. I really, truly do. I just hate to see people using God to justify staying in toxic relationships. Maybe God put me in their life to change their heart. Do you think God put you here to suffer? God did it with his son, his only begotten son. His son suffered for your sins. And now are you suffering now? Again, y'all. Look what you're saying. Look at the comments you're leaving. Have you tried Jesus? Yes, I've tried him. I got him. You know what I mean? You have to be willing to put the work in. That person has to be willing to put the work in. You can pray all you want to. They can pray. Imagine them coming home from cheating on you or them just freshly beating your ass and then praying like, Lord, please help. Y'all hold your hands praying after they done blacked your eye. Lord, please heal my fist. And don't let me throw it at her again, or don't let me throw it at him again. You see what I'm saying? Faith without works is dead, y'all. don't just get be. I really do hate it a lot of times, y'all. Cause I see so many people get stuck in these relationships because you want to pray it away. Put the work in, y'all. It has to be work put in. Faith without works is dead. Anyways, y'all know this is not me trying to blaspheme or anything like that. I love you, God. I love Jesus. I really, really do. Again, I read the Quran, so I don't, you know, whoever you are, be empowered. Anyways, y'all see the shirt, the I'm Free shirt on, the brand, be free of spiritual manipulation and spiritual abuse. I love me. The brand is still here. It's in the description of every single video and podcast that I do. Just support the brand, y'all. I'm going into 2023. Brand is going to take off. Stay tuned, like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.